So I just wanted to talk a little bit about sexuality as part of the feminine package. And obviously, you know, as I've emphasized right at the beginning of this thing, we all need to study the masculine and the feminine components of ourselves. Just because we're in a feminine body doesn't necessarily mean we know what femininity is. And just because we're in a masculine body doesn't mean we even know what masculinity is. And we certainly, you know, if we don't know what our own forte is, how are we gonna, you know, experience the opposite in us or even be able to honor it in another person? So sexuality is a realm where we connect the masculine and feminine, whether we're on our own or with someone else. And this audio file is, you know, pretty much, I'm talking sexuality wise, directed towards communion, sharing with a member of the opposite sex. So, as a woman, it's very important for you to be a woman, especially in the bedroom. The polarization that occurs in sexuality, the masculine and feminine, becomes acute in that scenario when we're sharing sexuality. And so the best sex requires a feminine woman and a masculine man. So that's love in action and the beauty of tenderness. Now obviously the emphasis of this, the alchemy of this, is going to shift during lovemaking. And the man may become more receptive and the woman more active. But within it all, the more feminine you can be as a woman, even if you're actively expressing love, the better off you're going to be. The more masculine a man can be, even if he's receptive and tender and still, the better off you're going to be. So it's that, there's like always an underpinning attitude underneath everything throughout this whole thing. And it's very much about remembering who you are. Now let's talk about connection and intimacy without having sex. This is one of my favorite subjects. In our society, we're kind of conditioned, our culture conditions us somewhat to either be, you know, kind of platonic, you know, keep each other at arm's length and with all these masks on, or, you know, we're really going for it. Relationships, you know, people start dating and sex comes on the agenda pretty swiftly in most scenarios. If not, you know, the first date. So what I've discovered and what I'd like to encourage exploration in is there is a whole world between platonic relationship and having sex with someone. there's a whole world to discover in there through touch, through presence, through feelings, through breath, through beingness, through sensitivity, through play, through mystery, through dance, through movement. There's all kinds of ways of connecting in a loving, explorative, sensual way that makes you feel good, that is either a precursor or part of sexuality. And within that realm, if you can bring the God connection in there and the reverence, respect, humility, love and gratitude, it opens up a whole new vista of how to connect with someone. Because very often in sexual relationships, we want something. We want something, even need something. We become addicted to sex. Women become addicted to incredible orgasms. And they miss it when they're not having them. So we want something, we need something. But there's a way of meeting where we don't want or need anything. We're bringing so much. And as that, what we bring merges the feelings of that, the experience of that, is such a blessing, so wonderful, so nourishing, that we're absolutely full to overflowing. And there's no kind of neediness, especially some, you know, bizarre impulses that kind of need satisfying. And along that way, it's a journey of discovery, of honesty, of authenticity, of communication, of expression, of courage, of intimacy, of emotion. And there's nothing, you know, there's nowhere in the body where deep-seated stuff is stored, more emotional residue, especially subconscious and unconscious stuff, than in our sexuality. But if we can have a more feminine approach to sexuality, where we move from stillness, deep, deep, deep stillness, and connection with the God force, and bring that reverence, respect, humility, and love and gratitude into the bedroom for the other being, or wherever we are, then it's a whole different deal. The reason we're engaging, the experience of being together, the fruit, the harvest of our actions, it's all on a completely different level. And the power of it, because we're coming from that depth and bringing in the majesty of our own being in there, the depth of it, it sweeps through those realms of emotional residual content that we haven't been able to touch, or certainly not truly nourish and heal, integrate, while we've been expressing ourselves in a more dynamic and, let's say, worldly way, which is, you know, a lot to do with the toxic male approach to life. So rather than emphasizing or seeking the crash bang wallop energy, it's much more of a poetic symphony of gentleness and exquisite tenderness to discover the beauty that's locked in your physical body. Because as we liberate ourselves more and more and more, and we become more and more and more connected to life itself within our own inner world, remember the kingdom of heaven is within us, and then we're able to relate to others and experience exquisite beauty and blessings and healing in a completely different way.